Amnesty International says there's been a catastrophic decline in the human rights situation in Egypt. The London-based rights body has issued a statement saying that Egypt has been failing at every level since the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi last year. Amnesty has cited a surge in arrests, detentions and harrowing incidents of torture and deaths. The statement noted that thousands of Morsi supporters have been detained or faced trial on a variety of charges. Amnesty International said the evidence it has gathered shows that torture is routine in police stations and unofficial places of detention and specifically targets supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. The rights group has urged the new government of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to open independent and impartial investigations into all alleged war crimes. Press News Kerem Gamaluddin, our correspondent, joins me from Cairo for more on this. Kerem, tell us more about the human rights situation after the ouster of Morsi. How bad has it got?
Yes, over the past year, there has been flagrant violations of which encompasses ill treatment of political detainees, prisoners, including a surge of detentions, torture, and arbitrary arrests. And this has been increasing at an astonishing rate. To many, they believe what is happening now is just reminiscent of the darkest hours of Mubarak era, and that the notorious state security are back operating at full capacity, targeting specifically the Muslim Brotherhood members and also the supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. And there has been also strong evidence among several civil society groups that have spoke to the families of the prisoners or the prisoners who were released and who spoke or gave their testimonies under the condition of anonymity, fearing to be detained again. And also when they spoke about what they were subjected to, indeed Hassan, inhumane conditions. And also there has been some testimonies revealing that the prisoners were taken to unofficial detention places by either the military or the police, and they were forced to give out confessions, concessions to say that they are affiliated to the Muslim Brotherhood, or that they were they had explosives in their hands and that they were instigating violence, and also being subjected to systematic torture as the use of electric shocks, being hanged from their hands and their legs, handcuffed with wires, systematic torture inside police stations, and also, as I mentioned, in unofficial detention centers by the military and the police. A very fierce crackdown is continuing. And also something that is saddening for many, Hassan, is that the rule of law is not being applied, even though it has been promised by the current government and either the former regimes. They have promised the implementation of the rule of law, but it seems that all the trials, the sentences are politically driven, just retaliatory. It is seen by many as, and also even the experts see it as politicized, and also see it, it's just as
right.
It's come as a retaliatory action from the current authorities from the Muslim Brotherhood. Yes, Hassan.
All right. Press News Kerem Gamaluddin, our correspondent reporting from Cairo. Thanks, Kerem.